Listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, and I'm talking with Karen in Minnesota, and when we went to break, Karen, my point and what I was saying is this. I think that there's a handful of people who are the globalists. I don't believe have an allegiance to anything now other than themselves and power, and are some of those people... Jews, yeah, I'd say they were Jews in name only. You know, somebody could say, well, they're Khazar Jews or they're fake Jews or they're serpent people or whatever they are. I don't know, and I really don't care because what they're doing is more important to me than who they are or what they represent, but that's just my opinion. I think the better tactic is making people aware of these kinds of things. Like you said, we're in this Country Today magazine. How many of your neighbors know this is the future for their kids? It's called No Future.
Absolutely, And I know for a fact of a college grad from Minneapolis that came up here in this resort area where we live in the North Shore of Minnesota because no one would hire him unless he had 3 years of experience. And so he's working as a desk clerk at one of our resorts and living with his grandmother and riding a bicycle to work so he can get his 3 years experience. When they're going to give foreign students the option to get hired and get experience here for 29 months.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's absolutely outrageous. But as I said earlier in the show, we've got the best government money can buy. And why have they set up these so-called free trade agreements? Why are politicians making these deals? Because they're being bought and paid for. We need to take back the whole thing. And the only way I believe, now maybe I'm entirely wrong, I don't know, you know, Napoleon Bonaparte, Sun Tzu, they're not in my lineage, so, you know, I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here as far as I think would be the most successful strategy to employ, but I think that there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat here, and you need to be as strategic as possible. And what you need to do is to avoid the pitfalls of building more walls between you and success, and a lot of different strategies people employ, I think, only make it more difficult for themselves instead of more successful. If you want to beat people at their own game, then you got to make people aware of what their game is. Not just who they are, but what it is they are doing. That's, you know, and how many people know this? How many people bought that Country Today paper? How many people know that their local neighbor, their neighbor who owns the local little whatever kind of a business he might have, is going to get a tax break for hiring foreign students over American kids? How many people know that?
That's right, and that's why I called you to let your listeners know. But what I do with articles such as these is I get them copied. And I leave them all over for people to know. And wouldn't it be good if this article was posted on the billboards of the colleges where the kids can't find jobs?
Yeah, it would be an excellent idea. Instead of the horse crap that's up on this college, it's like this diversity crap and all this other crap that they have up there and this political correctness crap. Instead of all of that crap, how about let's put a little bit of the truth up there? Listen, kid. You're going to be spending $120,000, and you're not getting a job at the end of the game. Why? Because somebody from a foreign country gets to the head of the line above you, ahead of you. How's that feel?
And they graduate in debt with thousands of dollars of school loans that the foreign immigrants do not have because they get scholarships and the illegals get their tuition paid for.
Yep.
And they got the advantage because they graduate and they get the immigrant status. And they have no school loans, and so that's the end of the U.S. American student.
Well, yeah. And so one of the people, Karen, the only way people are going to know that these things are happening is if people like you and I try to wake people up.
Right.
And then they need to take a stand. Then they need to start going to their town halls. They need to go to their school boards. They need to run for these different political offices. And you're going to have to take your government back. Hang on, Karen, because that's the cue music. We're going to break again. We'll be back in a couple minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we shall be back in a couple minutes.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm talking with Karen in Minnesota, and we're talking about how our country and the American people are being sold down the river by our elected officials who enter into these trade agreements because they're all bought and paid for. And so what we're trying to do is give people information so that they can wake up and start to stand up for themselves before it's too late. How long do you think that's going to take, Karen? How much time do you think we have?
Well, I think it's too late in my estimation because things are coming out as to why these things are coming about, and they would always keep them hidden to this point, but now they're coming out, and we're hearing more and more about the corridor and the North American Union and the global currency and all that. They pretty much have it all wrapped up. All they need now is a crisis that they create to bring us to martial law. And then they can take the guns away, and then we will be their global slaves. And the only hope that we have, as far as I'm concerned, is our military. That is, most countries that go under, it's because they have the military. And it's our military that needs to back up the U.S. citizens because they have the know-how and they have the means, and we don't. What good are we without guns?
We're slaves.
That's right. They've got us right where they want us, on our knees. And then the other accomplishment with with the martial law, we'll be not only taking the guns, but all our constitutional rights. And so that's what they want, because they can't have a global one world order when they have a country with a constitution that has guns. I mean, look at Australia doesn't have them, Canada doesn't have them, England doesn't have them. We're next.
No, because that's their strategy, because right now they know they couldn't overthrow the nation. But see, they're going to do it. It's a death by a thousand cuts. See, that's their strategy. And so the only thing I can think of is, I don't know. I'm trying to think of maybe freedom by a thousand words or something like that. That if you get enough people aware of what it is that's being done to them, because most people have no clue. You know why? You know, when you watch, Jay Leno, when he goes the man on the street thing and he asks kids, okay, who's the vice president of the United States? And they'll show him a picture and they have no idea. They'll show him a picture of Abraham Lincoln, no idea who he is, so on and so forth. You get the idea, you know, but if they showed them, you know, who's this? It's, you know, the latest rock star, they would know. But, of course, we know that's being deliberately done. So, but we need to take our country back. See, I don't think it's too late. I think that all we need is enough people to wake up. And just as my friend says, and it sounds like an oversimplification, gee, just say no. But you know what? If we start to have some people who'd say, just say no. Like, look at all the people in the unions who are being led down the primrose path. And these morons who are standing there, like in Wisconsin, you know, and they've taken over the Capitol, and they're beating their drums, and they've got their signs and all this crap, like they think there's some free lunch. I mean, they're on the list, too. It's just a matter of time, but you need to get people to realize that. And I think that you have to appeal to people's self-interest, that because, let's face it, if you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to anyone else. So I think that you need to use the strategy of appealing to people's self-interest, what personally affects them. I mean, if you have children, do you really want your children to live this type of lifestyle? And most people would say, no, I don't think I want that for my kids. Okay, well, if you don't want that for your kids, then what do you plan on doing about it? What are you willing to do?
Right, absolutely. And like with this global warming farce, you know, down in Wisconsin, in Madison, they had a big rally, I think it was last year sometime. 8,000 people showed up, and they put Al Gore to shame at certain points in the debate or the discussion, because there was a scientist from, I think it was England, that was mentioned that refuted the global warming. Well, my gosh, just to show you how fluoridated and chlorinated the sheeple are to believe Al Gore, a politician, a lawyer, who's an authority on global warming, versus scientists that are trained in that field. I mean, that the people would believe him over people that are qualified in the field.
But it's Madison Avenue marketing. They're exploiting people based on tried and true techniques that have been developed over decades. They are using marketing to sell their message. And we need to be able, we need to do the same thing. We need to use marketing to sell our message too, the message of the truth.
And the best tool is to get rid of your TV.
Well, you know what? I like to watch certain programs on television. I like the military channel, and I like the history channel and that stuff. So, are certain things I like to watch on TV. However, most of it is a lot of crap. I'd agree with you.
And you got to pay for it, and that's just what they want. So.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately,
I'll let you go. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Kieran. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number to call in if you would like to give me your solicited opinion. I am soliciting opinions out there. Today is Monday, is solicitation day, and I am soliciting your opinion. So 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, to give me your solicited opinion. You know, I wanted to talk about Jesse Jackson. He's accusing, since we were talking about unions and I had mentioned Governor Walker and that, he's asking the Department of Justice if they will sue Governor Walker, because I guess Governor Walker put a stop to the high-speed rail that, of course, they want to try to build this rail all around the country because, of course, that's part of the game plan of UN Agenda 21, is they're going to make your life miserable, force you out of your cars, and, of course, if you don't have a job and you can't afford the insurance and you can't afford $4 a gallon for gas, you're going to be out of your car. You can't afford the car payment. You're going to be out of your car eventually anyway. So they'll be forcing you through that to take their mass transit, and then we'll just be clamoring. We'll just be begging, oh, please, please, please build the light rail. Will you please? I just want to go from Philadelphia to Reading on a light rail. Please, please, please. And then build my hovel that I'll be forced to live in. Would you build it by the train tracks, too? Because that's where I've always wanted to live my whole life. I wanted to live in a hovel by the train tracks. So please, 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 Master, please build the light rail. But while Jesse Jackson is hustling the masses, the unwashed masses, he is saying that he wants the Department of Justice to sue Governor Walker because he's saying that because he stopped this light rail or this high-speed rail that they wanted to build, he is blocking minorities' access to jobs because of it. So how do you like them apples, huh? Black people can't get jobs because he's stopping a light rail from being, or a high-speed rail from being built, and therefore that's it's a violation of their civil rights, is it not? That's what Jesse Jackson thinks, huh? Yep, denying access to jobs because he won't spend money we don't have on something we don't want. I think it's wonderful. Here's another little story about people who are claiming that they're being abused as well. And this is a fat man who wants to sue, or he is suing, the White Castle fast food chain because he claims that because he can't fit in the booth because he's too fat. Now, see, I'm not into political correctness. Fat is fat. You're just fat, okay? You're not, vertically challenged or any other such nonsense. You're just fat. So anyway, he's saying that the uncomfortable booths violate the civil rights of fat people. Therefore, he is suing White Castle because he can't fit into the booths, and he just wants to sit down like a normal person. Well, he is a normal person. He's just a fat normal person. Now, I mean, I suppose that they could, if you could afford to have booths, well, maybe he could bring his own chair. Maybe he'd get a discount. He could bring his own chair. You know, what do you think about that? Maybe that's the solution. Just have a big room, no chairs, no tables. You just bring your own chairs, and you get a discount if you bring your own chair. That could be a solution to that, huh? Anyway, let's go to Richard in Oklahoma. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I got a better idea.
All right, what is it?
Why don't you just go through the drive-thru?
Yeah, there you go. Boy, that's too simple of a solution.
Yeah, really, huh?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You can't make this crap up, can you?
Yeah, really. Hey, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hey, you know, back in 1984, the Reverend White and Louis Farrakhan went to Libya to see Gaddafi.
Okay.
And then in 1985, Obama moved to Chicago from, he went to Columbia, supposedly. He went to Columbia University from 81 to 83.
Yeah, but nobody isn't that.
That's why I say supposedly.
Yeah, yeah. Who is it? Root, Wayne Allen Root. Didn't he go to Columbia too? And he says, in fact, they tracked, had the same.
Horses
and everything, and yeah. he never knew
never
anybody
signed.
Who ever knew of this guy. Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
So
isn't
anyway,
it?
Obama moves to Chicago in '84. Well, anyway, and then in 1995. There was the the Oklahoma City bombing happened,
right?
And then right after, or it was either before that or September or in October.
Hang on 1 second. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Hang on, Richard. Okay, we'll be back in a couple minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. My name is Maggie Rod, and I'll be right back. So don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. And Richard, go ahead.
October of 95.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry.
In October of 95 or before that, you know, you go and research on the internet, and it says that Al Sharpton and Obama were the ones that organized the Million Man March for okay. Louis Farrakhan.
I remember that.
So anyway, this is, you know, this is connecting Obama with Al Sharpton, and really with Jesse Jackson, with Louis Farrakhan. You know, there's a connection here. But if you believe the Patriot people, you know, the you know, everybody in the Patriot movement, supposedly Obama was groomed by Kissinger, you know, being brought up in the ways of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, the New World Order, and stuff like that. Well, anyway, then in after 90 and after 95, the you know, of course, the Gulf, you know, the Gulf Wars happened, then Bush, you know, then the war on terror. But anyway, one of the things that the Bush said, you know, he didn't say this is a fight against the radical Muslims. He always said it was the fight against radical Islam. Well, anyway, Louis Farrakhan's church is called something Islam.
The Nation of Islam.
The Nation of Islam, yeah. I mean, I truly, well, it's kind of wondering to me whether, you know, and then you go look further into the Nation of Islam, and they got a militant end of their church where they have these camps all across, I don't know about all across the United States, but looks like there's quite a few of them on the East Coast. You know, these, like how the militia do. You know, they go out and play Weekend Warrior, and or not Weekend Warrior, but anyway, they go out and train. And there's a bunch of them that Louis Farrakhan has.
Yeah, well, I'm aware of that. I think there's about 35 of them or so. I've watched some documentaries on those. Yeah, I know. In fact, there's one up here in up in the Pocono Mountains here in Pennsylvania. Islamburg, New York, I think, or maybe that's the name of the one in the Poconos. I can't recall exactly, but I know that.
Yeah, so anyway, Obama gets into office, and you got to remember, Louis Farrakhan and the Reverend White, they're real good buddies with Gaddafi. You know, matter of fact, they go and see the guy probably about 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
And Gaddafi gives Louis Farrakhan millions. I mean, a lot of money he gives Louis Farrakhan. Well, anyway, then all of a sudden Obama, he's part of attacking Libya. He really screws Louis Farrakhan. And you go and look at some of the posts that Louis Farrakhan is not happy at all with Obama.
So what's your conclusion?
Like I said, if you... You know, if you believe what everybody is saying about, you know, Obama being groomed by Kissinger and Brzezinski, you know, at a young age.
Right.
You know, it could be he was planted in there.
Well, don't you think he just blew in on the wind? I kind of think so.
From Columbia University, he moves to Chicago?
Well, no, I'm saying that, you know, I mean, he just, you know, one day you never heard of him. The next day, you know, he's like the top star of the so-called Democratic Party. Never heard of him. And then he's a hero. He's everywhere. He's the new golden hair child of the Democratic Party.
Do you believe in coincidences?
Not too often. No, I don't. I don't think. I'm not anymore. I might have in my younger days, but no, I don't think so much of coincidence anymore. I think that there's not. The more that you know, the more that you realize. At least I believe anyway, and I could be entirely wrong. But I think the more you know, the more you realize that there aren't as many coincidences as we've been led to think of it. Oh, it's just a coincidence, or you know. You can't fight City Hall, same kind of thing. We've been led to believe that we wouldn't have success or things are just happening randomly so that we wouldn't try to connect dots because if they're random occurrences, why would you waste your time?
Okay, then to take it even a step further, what do, you know, we're in this war on terror and the Patriot Act. Way before, you know, in the 80s and into the, you know, in the 90s, Louis Farrakhan is you know, this militant end of his church is really getting to be pretty big. And matter of fact, the ADL, you go read some of their posts about Louis Farrakhan, he's like the number one guy on their list. I mean, this guy, he does not like Jews at all, and he hates white people just as much as he hates the Jews.
Yes, I know that.
And anyway, all of a sudden we get this Osama bin Laden up on the screen. You know, name one thing that bin Laden has done that's, you know, it supposedly, and if you really look into it, you know, there's hints out there that Louis Farrakhan had something to do with getting rid of Malcolm X.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I've not read that, but, you know, I haven't spent the last 20 years reading what Louis Farrakhan is up to either, Richard. Hang on, listen, we're going to break. Hang on, Richard, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be right back, but don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. Richard, do you want to finish making your point, please? I don't know if you're still on the line with me. Are you still on the line, Richard?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we see Bush, you know, Bush Jr. He's out holding hands and buddying up to the Saudi prince, you know, the Saudi king or prince or whoever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, bowing to him and everything else. Well, anyway, then come to find out he's real good friends with the bin Laden. You know, he's doing business with them.
Well, you know, I got to tell you here, you know, I really am not a historian of, I'm not up on that much really at all on the history of Israel and the Jews or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, I know the state of Israel came into existence, blah, 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 after World War II and all that kind of crap. You know what I mean? But if you want to say that the Jews, for the people who think the Jews are behind it all, I really don't know where Muslims fit into the whole big picture in terms of, I'm not sure yet.
Let's take the Jew-Muslim thing equation completely out of the deal, because I'm not a big believer in that either, you know, because, you know, if a cop, if he goes and arrests you, he doesn't ask you whether you're a Jew, Christian, or whatever. He asks you for your name. You know, what's your name? Not what religion are you?
Well, yeah, no, I know, but my point is, you know, I'm not sure, because, you know, there's a handful of globalists who rule the game. I believe that without a doubt. Now, where the Muslims fit into that whole picture as the boogeyman to enact the Patriot Act and all of those different kinds of things. I mean, you know, from what I know of Islam and, you know, it's like an ideology from the 7th century. So where that all fits in the scheme of things, if the globalists think they're going to have the Muslims like a tiger by the tail and they can control it, I'm not sure. I really haven't come to any conclusions yet where that stands. So
let me put this out there. Louis Farrakhan and his movement are much more of a threat back in the 80s and 90s than what bin Laden ever thought about being. You know, because he, you know, just like I said, he's number one on the ADL hit.
Well, just because he's number one. You know what, listen, I'm not interested in... quite frankly, the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and those schmucks can all go pound salt as far as I'm concerned. They're hustlers, and they hustle people. And so, you know, they put a lot of people on lists, and they're meaningless lists as far as I'm concerned. They can all go pound salt. I don't care whose list anybody gets on. It's all crap as far as I'm concerned.
See, the thing of it is the law enforcement pays real close attention to these people. I mean, they're like in the back pockets of the,
So back to my earlier point. So what's your tactic? If you're in a battle here, what's your tactic to fight? To fight actions or fight individuals?
Individuals.
You think you're better off fighting individuals?
You have to. You have to take everybody, but, you know, you have to arrest people on their name, not on their religion. You know, the person is the one that did it, not the religion. Because you got radicals in all religions.
Well, a lot of people go back to the Spanish Inquisition and all that kind of crap. See, to me, there's a handfuls of people who do all kinds of things in the name of religion. I think religion has kind of gotten a bad name over the... years, you know what I mean, because of a handful of people who screw up the message by their actions. I don't know if there's anything wrong with the message as much as there is wrong with the people who call themselves the messenger.
What I'm trying to get at is, I believe the Patriot Act and 9/11 was all done because of Louis Farrakhan.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, quite frankly. To be honest with you, Richard, I think all of this crap that's happening is a plan. It's just one more notch in the belt to tighten the belt and enslave us. That's what I think. I don't know done because of Louis Farrakhan.
Do a little bit of reading up on Louis Farrakhan. I mean, type in Louis Farrakhan's rhetoric.
I've heard his rhetoric, honestly, I have, and I mean, I don't know if all of that is done because of Louis Farrakhan. I don't know.
How many people can just, you know, on a whim, get a million people to go to Washington, D.C., and, you know, and march on the mall?
I don't know. I mean, there was almost 2 million people there a couple of years ago in Glenn Beck.
No, there weren't that many. There weren't
as many.
Yes,
look at the pictures. Look at the analysis done.
See,
the analysis of how many people would fit into, a square footage, and look at the number of people that were down there.
Yeah
there was almost 2 million people down there. So, yeah, I mean, and when were there actually 1 million people that marched? I don't know. The last, we were told there were 1 million people there. Was it successful? I don't know. I mean,
my great grandfather used to say, "Don't believe anything you read and half of what you see."
Yeah. See, there you go, Richard. I want to thank you for calling. I'm going to take another caller. Thanks for calling, Richard. We have Mike somewhere in the USA. Are you sure you're in the USA, Mike? Or are you somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm somewhere around here, Maggie. You're doing real well.
Good.
Your foundation's real good. The reason why I called in was to kind of give you some background, a little bit more background people don't know. That when you look at people's backgrounds, that pretty much tells you what they're all about. They have an agenda. You can go out and do all the religion stuff you want to. I already know that stuff. I've known it for over 10 years. So I've gotten some real good people who've told me everything I need to know about what's going on. And you had a call a couple calls ago, a female up in Michigan, and this is one of the reasons why I'm calling in, is that she's hitting the nail right on the head. And her last comments was that she felt like the military was really the salvation that we needed to bring and turn everything around. Well, it's not. The militaries have all been taken over also. All joint chiefs of staff up there are all Jewish, every single one of them. Petraeus, General Petraeus, who is now charged the CIA, is also Jewish. Colin Powell's Jewish. Condoleezza Rice. Hillary Clinton. They're all Jewish. And you've got to start pointing directions in for the responsibilities of what's happened. America has been taken over internally by politicians. It's already a done deal. You've got to identify these people, and here's how you do it. This is a
simple
way. Do you
think the politicians are owned?
The what?
Do you think the politicians are owned?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last word. The what?
Do you think the politicians are owned? Who owns Hillary Clinton? Who owns Colin Powell? Who owns Condoleezza Rice? Who owns all these people?
If you go into the hierarchies, you look at the Bilderberger Group. Henry Kissinger is a well-known piece of garbage. He's got his own reputation to blame for that. These people, here's the point I'm trying to make, Maggie. You've got to look and see whose loyalties your people are with. If your loyalties are outside of America, we don't need you.
I would agree.
We don't need you. And every single one of the presidential candidates except one happens to be loyal to Israel. You've got to really watch this stuff very, very closely. Rick Perry is nothing but a bottlenecked homosexual, is all he is. He's got some bad stuff in his background. You've got to really go after him and see him for what he really is. But he gets his movement from all the money that's been pushing him into the arena. Well, nobody's talking about Ron Paul. Ron Paul's the only guy to go. He's the only American out there. And people need to start recognizing this. Now, when you start looking at all everything that's happened, you can call them anything you want to, Jewish, neocon, Khazars, I don't care what you call them. They're all the same kosher rat pack, and they need to be stopped. They're doing too much damage. They're being told to bring this country down on its knees.
Exactly. And how do you propose you stop them?
Well, Obama's Jewish, Biden's Jewish, Pelosi's Jewish, Reid's Jewish. They're all Jewish. So how are you going to do that? That is a usurping of the constitutional rights of this country. They came in and took this country by appointment. Look and see what he did with Sotomayor. What do you think Sotomayor is? You think she's Catholic because she says, like, you think she is? She's not. She's Jewish. She's a Spanish Jew. Kagan, her mentor happens to be the number one Supreme Court Israeli over in Israel, of the Supreme Court over in Israel. I mean, look and see what's happening. These people are foreigners in this
and
country.
So my question to you is, how do you propose to solve this?
You can't do it politically because they've got
what's your proposition? What's your strategy?
What's my strategy?
Yeah.
Give them an alternative. Hand in your resignation and get the hell out. But when we come for you, we're going to take you out one way or the other.
Wait a second. Hand in your resignation? Is that what you said?
Right. You resign now, get the hell out, because we know what you are, what you're doing to this country. This isn't your country. Your country's loyalties are to Israel. We want you out. I believe it was this morning that didn't, what was his name? Forgot his name. He just made a comment about Iran having nuclear weapons. They don't. That's a lot of a concocted lie, that they felt like Israel was going to attack Iran. If they do, they're making a big mistake, okay? Iran has done nothing to anybody. None of those countries in there have done anything to anybody. They want to be left alone. We're the ones in their backyard, and they're telling us to get the hell out. I want to take this from a political perspective. There's lots of things going wrong out of Israel, and Israel needs to be just completely just wiped off. It's doing a lot of damage to people everywhere you turn around. Everybody in the whole world has seen the ramifications from it, and you are right about something else. All this has been pre-planned, Maggie. Are you 100% accurate about that? It's all pre-planned, but you got to see who's doing it. So when you start taking orders from people who have been put in positions to order you to be thrown to the lions, you got to start wondering who the hell out here is doing this. Well, it's real simple. They come back to throw you to the lions. It's that simple. A lot of your religious fanaticals are just, they could be farther from the truth. Typically, Israel's not even supposed to be there yet. There's only one way Israel can exist. You know what that one way is?
You tell me, Mike.
Well, the return of who?
Oh, that's significant. I thought Israel was the state of Israel. The creation of the state of Israel was supposed to signify the return of Christ. Is that not true?
No, that's not. That's all.
Right.
That's
oh,
all
you think he comes first, then they come second?
Yeah. Right. You go to your Bible. And I'm not a Bible bumper, okay? I'm just telling you, there's a lot of religious people out here who've got it all wrong. Israel can only exist in one way, and that's the return of their Messiah, their Jesus, okay? Well, where is he? Israel's not supposed to exist. It exists because it's man-made, not God-made. And that's your big difference. You can't have it any other way. So, technically, Israel's not supposed to exist. And by the way, in there, biblically, it says that God left the lands of Judea, which include Israel. But Judea are all the lands of Libya, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Israel, Palestine, Syria, Saudi Arabia. All those lands over there are called Judea. They were left to the Israelites. The Jews are not the Israelites. The Israelites are the 12 tribes, of which the Jews are not part of them. And that's what they're trying to convince Christians to believe in. It's a bunch of hoopla. So all of a sudden they come on the news and they say, oh, well, Jesus was Jewish. No, he wasn't. He was Hebrew, and Jews are not Hebrews. You've got to get your facts straight. I'm not yours, but people need to learn what the facts are. Biblically, I don't want to get into all that stuff. You know, I'm not into that arena. I'm saying that we've got a group of people who've come in here, Khazars, neocons, come wherever you want to. They've got around that Constitution, and they did it by manipulating.
And how are you going to stop that by running around saying the Jews did it? Or are you going to stop that, and then I'm going to let you go because I've got another caller. Or are you going to stop that by making people aware of what the actions are?
Making people aware of who you're talking about.
So that's going to stop it, or is what it is they're doing to you going to stop it?
Got to get those people out of there. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing it. Okay. That's a cabal, man. Now, those people are not going to let anything else out happen. They're all a big...
I understand. I already realize, and I started the show with, we've got the best government money can buy. I already realize that all of our politicians, 99 9/10% of them, are bought and paid for, whether they happen to be Jews or they're not Jews, they're bought and paid for. Are all of these people you named as Jews, I don't know whether they're Jews or not. And quite frankly, I don't even care. Because what's more important to me, Mike, is what they're doing to me as opposed to what's happening to me. What they're doing to me is of more importance to me than who they are and who they're affiliated with. I want to stop them. And my goal, my thought process is the way to stop them is to wake enough people up to what it is these people are actually doing, whether you want to call them Khazars, Jews, Israelites, I don't even care. What they're doing to me is of more importance. I'm going to let you go on that. Mike, I'm going to let you go on that. I've got another caller. Let's go to Kevin in Australia. Kevin, you want to chime in on this?
Yeah.
Hello, Kevin?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Hey, listen,
good.
The previous caller, you know, he's got some really good points. But what you said, well, how are you going to do it? Basically, that's really the clanger. I'm thinking that the crookedness level within those running the United States and other countries, even my country here, the crookedness level is so extreme and they are so entrenched that you're not going to get them out by... basically, in the end, the people are going to have to get them out. And the only way they're going to get them out is to, you know, go on national strikes and just pull the country to a stop and march on Washington, you know, walk through Washington by the millions, and we want you out, and just bring the place to a complete stop. And then you'll start to see, the people will just rise up against this these thieves and liars and cheats and charlatans and homosexuals for that matter. But you know, you're not going to get that. At the moment, the people are too busy watching Sex and the City, every other thing that's possible to indulge the appetite is being thrown at them. So their minds are elsewhere. And they don't see what's going on right underneath their noses. And until that happens, I'm afraid these other people are just going to keep chipping away and keep making their position stronger. But in the end, I believe that good will come out, and will basically have the last say. But unfortunately, there's going to be one heck of an amount of damage to America, to the country.
Hang on, Kev. We got to go. Kevin, hang on. We got to go to break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Hang on, Kevin. We got one more segment of the show, so don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I think I still have Kevin from Australia with me. Kevin, are you still there?
Yeah, I rang back, actually. It fell out. The call dropped.
Okay. Make your point real quick, because we only got a couple minutes, Kevin, okay?
Okay. Well, when the dust settles and finally justice is going to be done, I want to be there when George Bush, Mr. Clinton, and Mr. Obama swing from a tree in the White House garden. I'd like to see that, and, you know, for the trauma that they've brought on the world upon mankind, you know, eventually they will pay the price, and the American people will have retribution, but it will be a long battle, and there's going to be a lot of bloodshed before that day comes.
Well, you know, there's a lot. My goal is to wake people up to what it is that's being done to them. There's a lot of people who are involved in this, but I think that you can go back to the handful of robber barons and that level of criminal, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Warburgs, J.P. Morgan, Schiff, Mellon, so on and so forth. That handful of people who owned a quarter of the world's wealth back, say, 1910, their families, their descendants, and their cronies are the schmucks who are the puppet masters here throughout the world. They own all the central banks. They control the money. They make the economies rise and fall at their whims. And people need to realize that the only way they're going to take their country back is they need to stand up and do something. You know, somebody sent me an article about the educational system and the visas and that stuff. We got on that tangent a while ago. And, you know, 80% of the kids who graduated in 2010 can't find a job. Why are you wasting your money supporting the college bubble? Why waste your time blowing $120,000 that you borrowed because you couldn't get any kind of any special consideration? Because especially if you're white, you're a SOL, you're getting nothing. Unless maybe you're good at sports, you're going to blow 120 grand. So 4 years from now, you can't find a job. Why bother? It's a waste of time. Right now, it's a waste of time. If something was to miraculously turn around in several years, you could always go back to school. But at this point in time, I wouldn't tell kids to waste their time going to college, other than it'll give you something to do with your time because you're not going to find a job out there because there aren't any jobs. And why aren't there any jobs? Because these people are sending our jobs overseas because it's all part of this greater global agenda that they're implementing. So what do we do, run around and say the Jews are doing it all, or do we wake people up to the fact of what it is that's being done to them, and maybe they'll stand up and do something about it? I don't know.
Maggie, the Jewish people themselves, the majority of the people, like the Israeli citizens, the people who actually live in that little country there, they are being used, they are being lied to, they are being extorted with high rents, they are being screwed the same as, you know, the average American. But you've got the upper echelon of the rulers, so to speak. They're the ones who make the money when Israel steals some more land from their neighbors. It's not the everyday person that makes the profit. It's the robber baron and their cronies that benefit. But you know what? I don't know whether you've ever read George Washington's memoirs, and he wrote about the three big, you know, lots of wars that are going to take place on American soil.
Yeah, no, actually I haven't, Kevin, but I know that I'm running out of time here. But if you want to call back tomorrow and give me that info, I'd appreciate it. I got to hang up, Kevin. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Great show follows mine, so stay listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
The next round of the worst financial